He's been kicked out of the House. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, by his fellow Republican voters. Congressman Madison Cawthorn primaried out in North Carolina after controversial comments and provocative videos surfaced. Before conceding last night, Cawthorn said he thought the old Republican guard was after him.
If they want to be able to pay off people from my past to try and bring up old pictures or things that happened years and years ago, I feel free to let them do that. I think the American people will see through that.
State Senator Chuck Edwards beat Cawthorn despite former President Trump endorsing the congressman. Another Trump-backed congressman won a Senate primary in North Carolina. Ted Budd will face Sherry Beasley for a seat currently held by outgoing GOP Senator Richard Burr. Pennsylvania's Senate race too close to call.
Unfortunately, we're not going to have resolution tonight, but we can see the path ahead. We can see victory ahead.
But David McCormick is trailing Trump-backed Dr. Mehmet Oz by a few thousand votes.
We have the ability in Pennsylvania to fight for the soul of this country.
And more votes still have to be counted. Whoever ends up winning will face Democrat John Fetterman, who hopes to flip what's now a GOP-held Senate seat.
Giselle Fetterman said Republicans want the Pennsylvania Senate seat badly enough to damage her husband.
There's going to be more dark money, more negative ads, more lies spread about him.
John Fetterman, the current lieutenant governor who suffered a stroke last week, wasn't on hand to celebrate his win.
That's Fox's Gernal Scott. Finland and Sweden have formally applied to join the NATO military alliance. All 30 other member countries have to agree before it can happen. We keep paying record prices at the gas pump. AAA reports regulars up 4 more cents this morning. The national average now $4.56 a gallon, even more in many areas.
Certain areas are $4.69. Where I live, it's $4.89. And it goes up 14 cents since yesterday it went up, which is a lot of money.
He's in Pennsylvania. It's $6.05 a gallon in California. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The FBI keeps looking over the writings and rants of the accused white gunman in Saturday's supermarket massacre in Buffalo, New York. President Biden went there yesterday calling for stricter gun laws.
We have to refuse to live in a country where black people going about a weekly grocery shopping can be gunned down by weapons of war deployed in a racist cause.
President Biden and the First Lady paying their respects at a makeshift memorial in Buffalo. The president trying to ease the pain in the predominantly black community in the wake of the deadliest mass shooting in the city's history, which he called an act of terror. The chaos erupted on Saturday afternoon when the suspected gunman began firing in the parking lot of a top supermarket, killing 10 and injuring 3 others. Police say the gunman's intention was to kill as many black people as possible. The president says there is no room for this type of hate in America.
That's Fox's Alexis McAdams in Buffalo. On Wall Street, the selling could return. Stock futures are down the day after a rebound. The NBA playoffs resumed last night.
Drives inside, stops, turns, layup, got it. This is a Miami Avalanche here in the third quarter.
Call courtesy of ESPN. Jimmy Butler takes the steal straight to the basket. The Miami Heat outscoring the Boston Celtics in the third quarter Tuesday, 39-14, pulling away in the second half as Butler would finish with a game-high 41 points to cap off a 118-107 victory for the Heat in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Celtics went without Marcus Smart in that loss due to a foot injury. They also lost Al Horford to the COVID health and safety protocols prior to tip-off. Game 2 in the Eastern Finals set for Thursday in Miami. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The NBA also held a draft lottery. 3. Last night, the Orlando Magic won the first pick on the ice. The NHL's two-time defending champion Tampa Bay Lightning won their second-round playoff opener, beating Florida. Colorado topped St. Louis in overtime. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.